My name is Nils, and I work for a software company, software product company. I've been working there for 2 years now. There aren't any really typical days at my company. I do a lot of work for different customers. So, kind of a typical day would be for me to go to a customer and try to solve some of the problems. Or I could be staying in the office solving problems remotely. That's basically a typical day. Before I started working for this company, I didn't really have a career. I did my master thesis at the Defense Research Agency in Sweden for half a year. And before that, I was a student. I found this job through a friend working for the same company in Sweden. And he said they were hiring staff in Oxford. So I sent in my CV and went to an interview. That's how I got it. Working in the UK, the differences between working in the UK and Sweden is, I guess, the salaries are a lot higher and the tax is lower. So that's probably what I like most about working in the UK. Things I enjoy most about my job is I meet a lot of different customers. There's different projects every week, almost every week. So it's not the same every day. You need to be analytical and need to be able to solve problems, even though the problem might not be that articulate to you. The customers might not even know they've got a problem, but you're there to solve it anyway. So analyzing problems and just meeting customers, talking to customers, getting a great first impressions, that's probably one of the key skills. My advice to someone that wants a similar job as mine would be to just apply, try to get a foot through the door. If you're coming to the UK to work from within the European Union, it's really easy. You don't really have to do anything. If you get a job, just move here and start working. I moved here on a Sunday and started working on Monday. There was no problems at all. If I could do any job in the world, I probably would want to be a photographer for a travel magazine or Lonely Planet, a rough guide, something like that.